Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Kingdom Life Ministries broadcast. I'm your host, Albertha Mitchell. I will be leading prayer and the Word of God this morning, and we welcome you. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you will have a blessed day on today as you listen at the prayer. Remember, the number to call in is 215-383-3980. Again, that number is 215-383-3980. And now we will begin our prayer on this morning. Father God, we thank you and give you the praises. Lord God, we give you the glory and the honor. We bow to you, Lord, for your goodness and your greatness. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, from the beginning to the end. Thank you, Lord, from the time that we were young children before you, when we were birthed out of the womb of our mothers. And now, God, you've caused us to grow up to this point. And we give you the praises and the thanksgiving, O Lord. We bow to your greatness, God, because you're so good. You're gracious unto us. We don't deserve your goodness. We don't deserve your greatness, God. But you keep blessing us, and we say thank you. You keep watching over us, and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. Oh, God, you go with us from day to day. The enemy cannot overtake us. No evil forces can overtake us, but we are covered under the blood of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you keep on keeping us. You keep us alive. You said in your scripture, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn it. This is our heritage as servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is from you, dear God. God, we give you the praises and the glory. We thank you, God, for laborers in the field. You told us to pray that laborers will come in and seek the harvest. Laborers will go into the highways and byways and get the harvest. And Father, we thank you for laborers. We thank you for people that will put their hands to the plow. We thank you, God, that we have a mind to go after the souls. God, give us the heart of God that we will go after the souls. Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for food, clothing, and shelter. We thank you for the roof over our head. We thank you, God, for provision. We thank you, Lord, for being in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in our right mind. We were not in no nursing home, hospital, or crazy house. But God, we say thank you. We bless your name and give you the praises today. We bless your name, God, for the Congress, for the White House, for the Senate. We ask you, Lord, that you bind the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for each one. Oh, Lord God, that they will make right decisions for this country. Oh, God, and we thank you that you still have your hand on this country. We thank you, God, that America is still on your mind in the name of Jesus. You still keep us from danger. You still keep us from attack. Father, we say thank you. Thank you that you keep our children. Oh, God, covered under the blood of Jesus. No harm or danger will come on them. We bind the spirit of murder that's coming against the babies, that's coming against the children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, cause your people to be protected. Cover them under the blood. Don't allow the enemy to snatch the souls of the young ones. But God, we say thank you. We give you praises today, glory and honor. Mighty God, we say thank you. Praise your name. We give you the praises, God. We give you the glory. We bow to you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we cry out to you. Lord, we can do nothing without you. Lord, you are our strength. Lord, your power encamps
hearts about us so that we can go forth from day to day. Oh, God, we praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Keep us, God, from the hand of the enemy. Keep us from every evil force. Oh, Lord God, and bless us, Lord God. Bless us with your spirit. Oh, God, bless the work of our hands. Give us divine favor today. And prosper us. Oh, God, prosper us. Prosper us, oh, God. Prosper us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where there is lack, we ask you to prosper us. Oh, God, as we go forth in Jesus' name, from day to day, as we go forth on our jobs, as we go forth on daily activities, as we go forth in the schoolhouses, oh, God, as we go forth to seek employment, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would prosper us. Oh, God, manifest yourself to us. Oh, God, let your glory come. Oh, God, we're seeking after you. We're seeking a closer relationship with the Lord. Oh, God, speak to us. Speak to our minds. Speak to our heart. Speak to our ears. Speak to our spirit. Speak to our souls. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we said thank you. Oh, Lord, let the Spirit of God rule in our atmosphere. Let the Spirit of God rule and reign in us in the name of Jesus. Another voice we will not hear, but we will hear the voice of the Lord. It's your voice that we want to hear, God. It's your love that we want to experience. It's your forgiveness that we seek after. In the name of Jesus, let your power be loosed on us. Let your anointing be loosed on us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, break the yokes of the enemy. Break every unclean spirit. Break every wicked spirit. Break every evil spirit. Break every unclean habit. Break it in the name of Jesus. Break it from our atmosphere. Break it from our flesh. Break it from our desires. Break it from our mind. In the name of Jesus. Let every unclean, foul, and wicked spirit be bound from operating and go back to the pit of hell where it came from. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke worryation. We rebuke nervousness. We rebuke helplessness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the spirit of poverty, debt, and lack off of our life. We are wealthy. We are prosperous. We have provision in the name of Jesus. We have more than enough to meet every need in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you, Lord. We give you the blessings. We give you the glory. We give you the honor that we're covered under the blood. We are protected from the scourge of the enemy. We are protected, oh God, from wrongful inheritances. We are protected, oh God, from every curse, every obstacle, every hindrance, every demonic curse is broken in the name of Jesus. We cancel and destroy the power of the enemy. He have no power over us. We cancel every hindrance. Father God, everything that we want to do for the work of God, cause it to come forth in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance is broken in the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit that we come in contact with in our job, in our home, as we walk the street, is broken and rebuked and bound from operating in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your anointing flow. Oh, Father God, let your anointing flow over us for restoration, for healing, and deliverance. Deliver us, God, from every evil work of the enemy. You said in your word, for this cause was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil. And the works of the devil are destroyed today from our life. We bind the spirit of fear. We have no fear, but we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let this man that is in Christ Jesus be also in us. We will not fear, but we will be courageous, and we will go forth. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of error and over us. Father, in the name of Jesus, release the spirit of truth in the earth. Father God, you sent your spirit of truth. And God, you said in your word that the world will know him not. Spirit of truth. Oh God, in camp about us, spirit of truth. Go forth and bring truth in the earth. Oh, God, we bind the spirit of lies in the name of Jesus. And let the spirit of truth be prevalent in the earth. In the name of Jesus, by Jesus' stripes, we are healed of all sickness, of all disease, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought into captivity into the obedience of Christ. God, we thank you. We want to be obedient. Oh, God, we want our mind clear. We want our heart clear. We want our spirit clear before you. In this cause with the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil. And the works of the devil are destroyed from out of our life. Oh, God, let the Spirit of God move on us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give you praises. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, quench every fiery thought of the devil. Thank you, Lord. His fiery thoughts will not take effect on our life. We speak it in authority in the name of Jesus. Uproot every evil spirit trying to oppress us in the name of Jesus. We will not be oppressed. We will not be depressed in the name of Jesus. But God, you said in your word, you will give us the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh God, let us not be entangled in a yoke of bondage. But oh God, break every yoke. In the name of Jesus, help us to reach our purpose and destiny. Help us to ride on the high places with you, the high places in the spirit. Give us divine intelligence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that as we go forth to do applications and tests, Father, give us divine intelligence that we will know right answers. Let the sword of the Lord be lifted up against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cause our generations to live in peace and prosperity. Every child, every grandchild, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are resting in the arms of the Lord. We are resting in your power. We decree and declare that we have power in the blood and power in the cross. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name. We rebuke the fallers in Jesus' name. We rebuke idols in Jesus' name. We rebuke the spirit of pride in Jesus' name. We rebuke double-mindedness in Jesus' name. We rebuke the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. We rebuke every breach and hedge in Jesus' name. We rebuke destruction in Jesus' name. We rebuke every man in Jesus' name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are covered. We are reconciled with Jesus. Oh, God, we have the apostolic anointing over us in the name of Jesus. We are walking in healing and health in Jesus' name. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are the leaders and not the borrowers. We are blessed going in and coming out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the souls. We thank you for the souls of the nations. Oh, God, let your spirit go out into the nations. Oh, Father God, and cause deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit go out and bind the spirit of terrorism and murder in the name of one another. Let us not be jealous of one another. Oh, God, but let that spirit be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, God, your precious name. We thank you today. We do everything in your name. When we get up, God, we praise your name. When we go to bed, we praise your name. Oh, God, help us to speak right. Help us to speak in power. Lord, we say in your word, we will speak those things and it shall come to pass. You say in your word, God, ask and knock and seek, and we will find, and it will be given unto us. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you in humiliation. Oh, God, we're down here. We're low, God. We're down here before you, asking you to look at us, asking you to hear us, asking you to bless us, God, in the name of Jesus. All right, and as we go low, as we go in humiliation, as we go in humbleness, we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive us of our sin, forgive us of our trespasses, forgive us of things we've done wrong before you, forgive us, oh God. Oh, God, we ask you to have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on our children. Oh, God, anything that they have done, forgive them of their sins. Have mercy, oh, God. We're before you now, God. There's nothing that we have done, but everything that you've done. Oh, God, let us not rise up and think that we've done anything. Oh, God, that is you. Early in the morning is you. Oh, God, late at night is you. You're in control, oh, God. Lord, you're in control. You're in control of our life. You're in control of us, God. You're in control of the Congress. You're in control of the White House. You're in control of the Senate. You're in control of the judiciary system. You're in control of the educational system. God, you're in control. You're in control. And we know of your control. We seek after you, God, with our whole heart. Oh, God, wipe us clean. Sanctify us for service. Consecrate us to do your will. Anything that's on the inside of us, clean us out, oh, God. Give us a better option. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Take sin out of us. Oh, God. Take sin out of us. Oh, God. Let the fire of God cleanse us now. Let the fire of God burn our sin. Let the fire of God burn our unforgiveness. Let the fire of God burn out lust. Burn out unclean desires. Burn out everything that's not like it. Let your fire come. Oh, God, we're seeking after you. We need to be clean before you, God, so that you can bless us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You said it out. Your word, let not our hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe it also in me. Lord, we believe you. We believe that you're greater than our problem. We believe you're greater than our addiction. We believe you're greater than our unclean habits. We believe you're greater than our sin. And you can deliver us. You can free us. You can set us free. Oh, God. Bless your name today. We thank you, God. And your son has set free. It's free indeed. Thank you, Jesus. Father, you said in your word, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, wickedness, in high places. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray now, God. Oh, God, let the authority in us rise up. Let the authority in us go forth by the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, give us power. Holy Ghost, give us strength. Holy Ghost, give us wisdom. Holy Ghost, give us knowledge. Holy Ghost, give us the words to say. Holy Ghost, give us spiritual insight. Holy Ghost, bless the work of our hands. Holy Ghost, give us what we need. Oh, God, you rebuke the works of the devil. Oh, Father, every work of the devil is rebuked and bound from operating in our life. Oh, God, cause our prayers, oh, God, to reach heaven. Father, you said our prayers will be a sweet smell and savor in your nostrils. Don't turn away from our prayers, but God, hear our prayer. God, rescue us from the hand of the enemy. God, rescue our emotions from the hand of the enemy. Strengthen our emotions. God, allow the devil to work in our soul's realm. You set up them all. You wish that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Our soul, God. Oh, God, keep our emotions under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let us get out of control. Don't let us get out of character. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind madness, we bind anger, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we release the peace of God in our emotions. Spirit of the living God, go through us, go through our soulish realm, go through our spirit, oh God, and make us new in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, we call forth your angels. Father, you said in your word that we had angels on the left hand and on the right. Oh God, in the cleft of the rock. Oh God, where the enemy cannot find us, don't allow him to chase us. Oh God, but let the angels of the Lord cut out the path of the devil. In the name of Jesus, let the angels of the Lord go forth and get the prosperity that belongs to us. Let the angels of the Lord go forth and get the health and healing that belongs to us. Let the angels of the Lord do battle with the devil in the heavenly realm, so that everything that you have for us, that the answers that you have for us, will pour forth to us down in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord do battle, oh God, in the earth for America in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to have a revival. Let the souls, help us to reach the souls, no matter what they look like. They'll pull up their tattoos from their neck down to their toes. Help us to reach the souls. Help us not to be judgmental. Oh, Father, help us to know what to say. Oh, God, to reach people in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord go forth and give us protection. Protection from accidents, incidents, and mishaps. Let the angels of the Lord protect us, God, from pestilence and earthquakes and thunderous things and thunders and storms and tornadoes. Let the angels of the Lord protect us and bring us provision. Oh, God, provision to feed people. Provision to feed our families. Provision to feed the stranger. You said in your word, oh, God, that we should treat the stranger correctly. We should treat the stranger right. Oh, Father, give us wisdom. Oh, God, and knowledge to know what to do. Oh, Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you the praises. Oh, God, that Jesus died on the cross. Oh, God, he shed his blood. Oh, Lord, his flesh was ripped out for my sin. Oh, God, the crown of thorns was put on his head for every mental illness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, he was pierced in the side. Oh, Father God, for every ailment. And now we rebuke high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes. We rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We rebuke overweight in the name of Jesus. We will not do emotional eating. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Oh, God, we thank you. We give you praises and glory. Oh, God, that we're healthy, wealthy, and wise to do the work of the Lord. Father, we thank you. You caused us to be healthy to do your work. In the name of Jesus, you caused us to walk in health, even to give us the soul. We seek it after the soul. We need provision to get the soul. We need resources to get the soul. Father, in this last and evil day, as we do warfare, as we go forth, fight for us, God. Fight for us, God. Oh, God, in the morning, noon, and night, in the spirit and in the natural, fight for us. Oh, Father, let your house come forth. Let the house of angels come forth and do battle for us. And no evil force will be able to stand before us. Oh, Lord, you said when the devil sends out evil, you will lift up a standard against him. You are things too difficult for you, oh, our God. Let it be according to your word, God. Nothing's too difficult for our God. Our God can move mountains. Our God can take away the sickness. Our God can take away the rough places and the hard places. Oh, God, we bless your name. We give you the praise. Help us to walk on our high places, the places that you've given us, the destinies that you've given us. Help us, God, to break down every demonic conspiracy coming against us, every conspiracy talking against us. Let us be broken. Let it be broken. Every conspiracy be broken up. In the name of Jesus, all the mouth that's coming against us, let it be shut. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we have increase. That when we speak and declare things, that it will be so and it will happen. God, don't let no negativity come out of our mouth that will go against our own destiny. But morning, noon, and night, help us to know in our minds that we must speak positive and not negative. By the power of the blood and the cross, give us safety, divine protection, divine revelation, divine safety, blessings and favor. Glory and honor, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I have a few words from the book of Amos. If you want to turn to the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse, the Lord says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants the prophets. We want to say right here that Amos was sent to Israel, even in a prosperous time. Israel was very prosperous when God sent Amos to Israel to prophesy that captivity was coming. And this verse is saying, God is not going to do anything until he reveals it to us. And God is revealing to us now. God is showing us what the signs of the times was coming. We have to get closer to the Lord. We have to pray day and night. We can't be lax and slack. God is expecting us to pray and stay close. He's showing us and he's telling us, I'm not going to bring destruction. I'm not going to bring negativity. I'm not going to bring it to the world. I'm not going to judge the world. I'm going to tell us all his people. And he's telling his people every day. The 4th chapter and the 13th verse says, for lo, he that formeth the mountains and created the wind and declared unto man what is his thought. God said he's declaring unto man what is his thought. That maketh the morning darkness and tread upon the high places of the earth. Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. He's declaring his thoughts every day. We read the paper. We see it in the news. God is showing us. There's so much chaos. There's so much backbiting and fault fighting. There's so much mischievousness going on in the world. Oh, God is showing us every day that we need to get closer. We don't need to get off track, but we need to stay focused. God is showing us every day that his government has hit America. Some things we read and see, we say, oh my God, we've never seen this before. We've never heard of it before. But God is showing us that we have to be covered under the blood of Jesus. Day and night. 5:8 says, seek him that make the seven stars and Orion, and turn the shadow of death into the morning, and make it the day dark with the night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and pour them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Oh my God. The Lord says judgment is coming. Oh God, forgive us of our sin. Verse 10 says, judgment is coming. They hate him that rebuke and negate, and they abhor him that speak upright. For as much, therefore, as your treading is upon the poor, and you take from him burdens of wheat, they afflict the just. They take a bride, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. God says you're taking the rights of the poor away from them, America, and he will judge you. The Lord says, therefore the prudent shall keep silent in that time, for it is an evil time. Verse 14, seek good and not evil, that ye may live. The Lord is saying if we seek good and turn from evil, that even in this time of judgment, we will live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as he has spoken. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. God is saying he's going to be gracious unto us. He's going to have mercy on us. If we seek the good, seek the good and not evil. Oh my God. Seek to do good. Lament before him. Wail before him for the sins that we have committed. Oh God, go down into the root of our bellies and tell us evil. And cast it back to the pit of hell where it came from. Help us to live right before you. Help us to seek you day and night. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Lord says in chapter 9, verse 13, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. God is saying the time is short. Time is short. He that commits evil will reap it soon. He that does good will reap the good soon. Time is short. Let us live the best we can before the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time that we have before you. We bless your name and give you the praises. Now bless us this day, God. Bless us all through the week. We set aside this time to meet you in prayer. We thank you, God. We give you the glory that we're even able to talk and hear and send up our praise to you and our prayers before you. We magnify your name today, Jesus. Thank you that the blood that flowed down in Calvary's cross for our sin. Forgive us now, God, of our sin. We repent before you, Lord. Don't hold us scarred for the things that we've committed before you, but bless us, clean us up so that we can be used by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Be blessed of the Lord. Amen.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and bless us with every blessing. Bless us with the blessings that we need. Oh, dear God, bless us now. Bless us and keep us. Father, in Jesus' name, bless us, God, with the blessing that we need. All of all those things that we're trying to do for the ministry. Oh, Father, bless us who walk a mile park. Let your will be done. Father, in Jesus' name, let your will be done. Oh, God, we say thank you. God, we say thank you. God, we say thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, la 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 la. Oh, Lord,